Transgender former rugby player calls participation ban punishment. By Simon Kent on June 22, 2022. A transgender former rugby player in Australia has hit out at moves to ban participation at international level, saying a new generation of players is being punished for being themselves. Caroline Late turned on Rugby League's world governing body after it announced a ban Tuesday on transgender players in international fixtures while it undertakes research to finalise a new policy in 2023. The sports organisers cited the welfare, legal and reputational risk to the game and players in taking their decision. They moved a day after international swimming effectively banned transgender athletes from women's races, placing them instead in a new open category as Breitbart News reported. Late told AFP of a life playing rugby before and after transition. A three-year process involving hormones and finally surgery in 1998 and now Rugby League's decision to exclude transgender women is really disappointing. We are human beings, we have feelings, and we feel like we are being singled out, Late said. I transitioned a long, long time ago, the former player added. They don't seem to listen to the fact that it is inherent. And it is also intrinsic to us that we were female from a very early age. Late said she felt she was a girl when she was 4 years old. And if society had been different at the time, she might not have had to go through male puberty. We get punished for transitioning, we also get punished for having to go through puberty, Late told AFP. Basically what they're saying is, we don't want you. World Athletics has also hinted at tougher policies on transgender athletes taking part in women's events, with President Sebastian Coe saying fairness is more important than inclusion. Sports are drawing up new regulations on participation after the International Olympic Committee last year announced guidelines while asking federations to produce their own sports-specific rule. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.